Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what this is. PSA motherfucker radio. My boy Dre 311. What is good?
What's poppin', my nigga? What's goody?
What's good, man? You watching that battle over there?
Yeah, I watched this shit, man. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Bunker today,
uh-oh,
though. Bunker. Shout out King of the Dot.
We do.
You know what I mean?
We do have the bunker today. Starts at 3:30 over here, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And should be a goodie, man. Should be good. We got the guests calling up that we're going to involve in the topic here. Yeah, I'm going to get them all right now. Truth, okay. Battle Truth. What's good, brother?
What it do, Timbo? What's up, Dre?
What's poppin', man?
Nothing, y'all. I was listening to y'all vlog yesterday, man. That was horrible.
What you mean? You mean that was horrible? What you mean?
Man, you were killing clips, man.
How was that horrible? I don't understand that.
Because he wasn't bad in that Ill Will battle at all.
He wasn't great, though, my nigga. He wasn't saying nothing that was great, though, Truth. Knock it off. Let's
man,
all right.
He was
if you
want to
go there,
he was
let's take
off.
It from the jump.
Yeah.
Let's take it from the jump.
Let's take it from the jump. Come on with
he
it.
He sets off his round and says a rhyme that he said against JC in that one round when he battled JC. And niggas went in that, they went crazy in that crowd. And let me tell you something,
but he mentioned that.
You know why, hold on. You know why they went crazy in that crowd, Truth? Because it was the first battle of the night, my G. I guarantee them people sat outside for damn near 2-3 hours. They got to stand on their feet. They ready to see the battle. Remember now, the first battle of the night was Charlie Clips and Ill Will. I say that to say this. Anyway, that battle was main event or the last battle of the night. Niggas would not be going that crazy shit for clips, my nigga. That's my opinion.
I don't know, man. He said a lot of stuff in them rounds, man, that was
like what?
Crazy,
name flip,
man.
Name flips,
okay,
name
no,
flips.
No, it wasn't only the name. No. So you don't like how he did the whole college thing?
Name flips.
If that's the case, you're going to strip him of everything, bro. Everybody flip. Who don't
not,
flip in battle rap?
He OD's
please
with
tell
it, though, bro. Most of his haymakers are coming from flips. That Dak Prescott, Tony Romo shit, that he going to get
nice.
That's most of the chairs he gets are from those. Clips is good at incorporating current events and implementing them shits in rhymes, bro. Let's just call it what it is.
Right.
And that's not hating on clips. I'm pretty sure everybody
what
feels
about,
that way. This is not. Was he fire?
He was nice. He was nice, man. He was nice.
I never
if
said
he didn't do
whack.
That, if he didn't do that choke, but if he didn't do that choke, and he even bounced back from the choke. If he didn't do that, the one in the first round when he went over to DNA. If
so,
he don't do that,
so we're gonna ignore the one in the third round then.
Exactly.
But,
I don't get
okay,
that.
No. But look, Timbo, check this out. Are you gonna ignore the two that Ill Will did though in the second and third? Because he did it too, twice.
Not at all.
No, you don't ignore
that's
that.
That's all.
But I'm just
yeah,
saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Did Will go to his man to say, yo, shit, bro, what did I
nope
say after this? Yo,
that nigga went to the
this
corner, Timbo.
That's
he went to the corner like
whack
talking to his trainer, my nigga. He went and got his. He went and talked to his trainer. DNA.
I said that though. I just said that. If it wasn't for the choke in the first round, because that was just too long of a choke, I actually would have had him winning this battle. If he don't do that choke, he beat Ill Will. He beat the yeah, because he won the first round. Because he won the first round clearly. He had too much. Okay. Watch this. So you didn't like the Colt 45 flip neither with the Billy D. Williams, right?
Oh, my nigga, we didn't know Core 45 and Billy D. Williams was coming, though. Hello, we from the same era,
okay.
Battle Truth. Knock it off,
no,
my G.
No,
Core
no.
45,
you
Billy
didn't,
D.
Okay, you
the
didn't
flip
know the DC.
My nigga, we could finish Clips rounds, though, my guy. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying
no,
he's
you
whack
saying that because Hollow said that, man. You,
no, it's
you
the truth, though, bro.
That, man.
It's the truth, though. Is that
no
the truth?
What
are you going to tell me when
about,
you watch Charlie
what about
Clips
the
battle,
DC Sniper?
You can't finish his rounds.
Go ahead. What about the DC Sniper line? That wasn't fire.
That was nice.
What about the water when he did the lead in the water thing? That wasn't fire.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, yo. None of the shit that clip says really moved me. He just says it in a way that's so repetitive.
Yes,
and he says
I think
the same.
I think
he
y'all trying to defend y'allself.
I'm being dead ass. I'm being
y'all
dead ass.
Defend
he says
y'allself.
Every
he was
single
nice.
Theme the same. Every theme, every four bars is the same on how we set it up. It's not mixed up.
But they all
it's not
do
different.
That. But ain't
that's
they all
what?
Known for what they continue to
what?
Do? They all know. Look,
you,
Rock do the same
crazy,
thing. Surf
bro,
do the same
no.
thing. DNA do the same thing.
Nah,
every battle
wild,
rap artist
bro.
Is known for what they do. Okay, so when Hollow get to going through the corny jokes and get to saying, I wish you dead this and I wish you die this, that's not the same thing? They don't do the
Hollow
same thing?
Hollow doesn't do the same. He doesn't do the same setup every
man.
Four bars, bro. You, do you understand?
What do you mean?
If you watch the clips battle, you can understand what he does. He does the little gun point with his left hand and his right hand.
Scratches his head, Timbo. Don't leave out the scratching his head, Timbo. When he scratches his head.
He gets to scratching his head, and then he points at his mans, and then he'll point at you. He'll do some shit like that. But his same setup, the setups are the same.
He's
going to
bring
saying.
Up a sports topic. He's going to bring up a popular sports topic or a current event that's
exactly.
popping right now and implement it. Battle Truth, I never said Charlie Clips is whack, but I'm not going to sit up and say he was fire. That's why I say just
he
take 2017
nice,
off. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not saying you
so,
trash.
So here's my question. So do you believe Ill Will 3-0'd him? Is that what
you saying? I wouldn't
say
3-0, but he clearly won. Clearly.
He didn't clearly won. He lost the third round.
Clear 2-1. I say a clear 2-1.
What round do you get Clips?
Clips got the third. Will's third was trash.
Right. I believe he got the third, too. I believe Cliff got the third, too.
But there is no way
first...
in hell anyone could ever tell me that Cliff's got that first round.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. I got Ill Will 2-1. But the only reason Ill Will win that first round
Bobby
is because of that choke. Because if he don't choke, he lose. Man, Cliff had too much.
I think his bars were better.
He had too much.
No. Yeah, he had too much. He had
nigga,
too many things he was saying in that.
True. Let's be real. Let's call it what it is, my nigga. We're talking
we're
about Charlie Clips, who popped on the scene
right.
battling Tay-Rock, right? He started off 3-0. He goes to Summer Madness, beats Verb 3-0. Some people can make the argument that he beat X-Factor in that first round. So you can make the argument that Charlie Clips came into this game 7-0. You can make that argument. It's an argument. Not saying it's full facts, but you can damn sure make 6-0. Arguing the X factor is
right.
what it is. This is a guy who was MVP. I remember Queens Flip driving around looking for Clips, giving him an award. Like, I respect Clips because he's giving niggas shots. He'll give a B Magic a shot. He'll give JC a one rounder. But my nigga, he's not in 2016 right now. He's not the same dude he was before, bro. He hasn't had a dope battle since fucking Young Cannon. And then he's in this third round talking about, oh, y'all don't fuck with me no more. What y'all want me to change? Why do you want the fans to tell you what to change? Nigga, you should know. You should already know, bro. You're not going hard in these battles, my nigga. You're not. You're just not, bro.
You know what's crazy, though, Dre? What I be finding out when people be saying, like, Verb don't go hard no more. Rex don't go hard no more. Clips don't go hard no more. But you know what's crazy when people say that? You don't really have nobody killing them. So if they not going hard and people ain't putting them to rest to really let them be exposed, that's why they could continue to do what they do. Because if you figure a person falling off and you got these new age gunners in here who just giving you dope battles, why can't they put these dudes to rest and clearly expose them? Like,
because
this is exactly what I'm saying. I'm not
factor.
A good
Clip still has
okay,
the
but this is what I'm trying to say.
Clip still has that X factor. And number two is something about him that he knows how to control a room. He has mastered that on stage. He can say a few words. First of all, he's a comedian nigga, so niggas love Charlie on the strength that he's a funny dude. You know, Charlie looks like a kind of cat you can vibe with, chill with, crack jokes with. So niggas love him on the strength of that alone. You feel me? But if we're talking about battle rap now, my nigga, Where's the battle that he battled fucking Daylight? I haven't seen a battle at Clips in a long time, my nigga. Have not.
That was a cold battle. But you know what's crazy though? I'm not a Clips fan. I don't really like Clips. But
I was a Clips fan.
I had to judge this battle though.
Let
me tell you what's crazy. I never been a Charlie Clips fan. I never liked him at all. But I'm just saying, yeah, but that's different between us. I never liked him, but you have liked him. So this says a lot coming from me, but I had to judge this battle people. You know, I'm speaking for the people. And I have Charlie Clips. Bro, I'm keeping it. Look, you can shut it down. You can shut it down because you're going to say, oh, that's the same thing. But he had a lot of material. Like, for instance, again, you didn't like the Billy D. Williams flip, right?
No.
You didn't like that?
No one called 45
okay.
was
you,
coming.
You,
Billy D. was coming.
Okay. You didn't like the college flip when he took all the colleges and put that in the flip. You didn't like that neither, right?
Yeah, but he did that before, though.
Okay, you didn't like when he said he did the Nick Cannon flip, the Wildin' Out flip thing too. You didn't like
that
either, right?
But that's what I said, truth. That's what I've been saying. Name flips, and the majority of his nice material are gonna come from what? Name flips. You proving my point right now. Most of his material
wasn't necessarily directed towards Will, is what it is. It wasn't like
yes,
hard,
it was,
crazy bars.
Cause
I'm gonna tell you my favorite bar of this battle. Was when Will said clips from Will Pop, like, why he don't want me, man? Yo, I went crazy.
Yeah,
Will,
that was
and
nice.
And
that
and
was
shit.
Nice.
And
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah. That
was
right
hard.
There was a haymaker.
That was hard.
Wasn't that in the second round, right?
No, that was because
in the second
Will's
round, right?
That was Will's first round of lifting shit.
Oh,
was
first?
No. But see, that's another thing. That lifting part. He took that from the Big T and Surf battle when Big T was telling Surf that in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
like put it on the lip then, Surf. That came from Big T. I caught that right out the gate.
So let me ask you a question, Truth. You don't think that Charlie Clips going the first battle of the night, that the fans gravitated to him a little bit because it was the first battle of the night. Notice they've been standing online for goddamn who knows how long and shit. So whoever's going to spit that, get their shit off first, niggas are going to get them a fucking G-pass.
No, that didn't have nothing to do with it.
So.
Because you
let
just,
me ask you,
you
this.
Just,
do you think
well,
Clips
you just said, you
first?
Just, hold on, wait, I got to ask his question first, Timbo, because, Dre, you answering your own question. You just were saying how likable Clips is, how he controlled the room, how his performance is, regard to how his bars is. This what I always say about what the top tiers have that a lot of these new gunners don't have. The experience to get through things even if the people not vibing with them. And like you said, Clips bring that aura to the game that it didn't matter what he was coming in, first, second, third, fourth, last, it's Charlie Clips. He's likable in New York, period. You get what I'm saying? And they are going to give him a chance. Like say for instance, if this Verb. The only way I got to do a lesson on that brother too. The only way Verb don't get booed in New York is if he don't give them a chance to boo him. And this is what I mean by that. He have to come right out snapping from beginning to end. The moment he try to slow up or tell a story or be like, you did this, and that give the crowd room to boo him. But if you just come in snapping, you don't get booed. And it's the same thing with Clips. Clips could tell New York.
I agree with you.
You don't have no. This is what I'm saying. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I agree with you on the part about Verb, but with Clips, he's the one nigga that can get away with anything, I think, and niggas are going to let him rock a little
right.
bit. You know what I'm saying? They're going to give him a G-pass. You know
that's
saying?
Why I was saying it
part.
Didn't matter if he went first. But that's
why
I was saying, Dre, it didn't matter if he go first, second, third, fourth, or last. They're going to give him a chance. And Clips is one of the most experienced battle rappers in battle rap. It ain't only that. Remember you got to saying he went 7-0? You could arguably say that man went 2 years straight knocking off heads. And not just small heads, big heads. You get what I'm saying? Big heads.
I had Big T beat him, but that's a different story.
But this is what I'm saying. But he still knocked off giants. You do agree to that, right?
Well, yeah,
that's another thing.
I don't want nobody getting fucked up. I like Charlie Clips. I'm just saying,
right.
Bro, now when I'm watching your battles, like, for instance, he said he was in his zone versus YK. I think it was a one-round battle, bro. What zone were you really in? You're good for one round, bro. You could do that shit with your eyes closed. What zone were you really in against YK? And taking rappers' names and flipping them, the Chicago Flip, the Chance the Rapper, Common. Like, that's what Clips does. He's good at that shit, man. Don't get me wrong. That's one of his go-to moves. It's obviously he doesn't write three rounds, and that's the problem I have. I'm saying it right now.
But he wrote for this battle.
If he writes three, if Charlie Clips, if he prepares for a month straight and just critiques his rhymes, all three rounds for a month straight, Clips is going to be unbeatable. There's no doubt in my mind. If he sits and writes three rounds, niggas ain't fucking with Clips.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Well,
he can incorporate the freestyle rebuttal shit, cool. But if he just takes his time for a month straight, and I don't want to hear about, well, we know niggas have personal lives. Everybody got personal lives. But how long are we going to run with that shit? How long are we going to run with that shit, bro? Like,
right.
do you go crazy when you hear Charlie Clips on a card? I don't go crazy when I see Clips on a card. I just don't.
I never liked them anyway, so it didn't matter. But my point of what I'm saying is this. I wanted to judge the battle because the majority of the bloggers were saying before the battle came out, oh, he got three zips, he fell off, he washed up, this and that. So I'm like, I'm expecting to listen to trash. But when I got the headphones on, I'm listening to what he's saying. I'm like, he's actually getting off. I don't hear trash. I wasn't hearing
trash. I don't think
trash,
he was trash,
man.
I don't think he was trash, Truth. I just think it was just okay. Okay. A 65% Charlie Clips is still good.
Some people get it twisted when we criticize and say somebody lost, that means they were trash. That's not the case. It could just be simple that they got beat. It doesn't mean that they were totally garbage or whack or anything like that. But we can still sit up here and say somebody lost without having people come at us like, yo, what the fuck, man? He wasn't trash. No, we didn't say he was trash.
And he keeps saying he's so motherfucking mean with it. He's so motherfucking mean with it. No, you're not, Clips. You're not motherfucking mean with it no more, my nigga. You're not, bro.
That's part of his slogan.
When Cortez was saying this top tier money, Tez, you my nigga, but you had to get rid of that slogan, my nigga. Because that shit just wasn't fitting. And right now, Charlie Clips, I'm so motherfucking mean with it. Nah, bro. You can't put that on T-shirts. No. No. Uh-uh.
Right. Well, since we on them topics, that's the same thing with Verb. Listen, we don't want to hear Showtime if it's only six bars. That's not a show. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If
nah,
you don't
I got
do
no
Showtime,
beef with Showtime, fellas. I got no beef
right.
with Verb Showtime,
man.
But no,
man,
I do. I do
I'm
because
cool
here's
Showtime.
My point.
I'm
if
cool
we got,
Showtime. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hold that tempo because I don't want to forget that. If you're going to give us a Showtime, we want a full show. We don't just want to wait till you say Showtime and then just get good bars out of Showtime. You get what I'm saying? Give us a show, period. And then add the Showtime, too. Here comes Showtime, like, ooh, now he finna cook up, y'all. And then after the Showtime over, we be acting like, man, he need another Showtime.
I agree with that because I don't want Verb to have to fall back on that Showtime, say his round's going kind of slow, mm-hmm. and it's taking him a while to heat up. All right, well, let me throw a Showtime in here real quick just to get the crowd hype. You know, I feel like that is used to get the crowd hype. You know, just to go crazy on your next bars. I feel that. I mean, it's the same thing with a lot of these rappers. You know, I don't want to hear them use their slogans too much. Khan has a tendency to do that a lot, too. You know,
slow
I don't want to hear too
cold,
many slow it down. I just did.
It'd be cold, though. I agree with
you, know
though, Timbo. It'd be cold, though. It'd be cold.
He's cold with it. He's cold with it, but here's the thing. I think he should take if he has like four of them when he's writing, I think he should take his top two and then use those. You know, because what if the other two aren't even that, like, it ain't even that nice sometimes?
Here's why I don't agree with that.
A
lot of shit Khan says might go over nigga heads. So sometimes he has to slow it down. You know what I mean?
Man,
I feel that,
hey.
But that's my point. Sometimes it doesn't.
I like when he keeps doing it. I like when he keep doing
like
it. When he be like,
it?
No,
nah,
I just,
OD's
yeah,
too,
yeah. No, I
not
love it when he do
not
that
OD
because every. No, Dre, I'm talking about Dre and Tim. I'm talking about when he'll be like, I said, Kevin Warren. No, I said this, and he threw it like four times straight back to back, and it get better than the other one, than the other one, than the other one. Like when he did the Captain Moore thing against Charlie Cliff. He like, no, I said.
Yeah, that was fire.
And then the one with Surf, when he did Surf, he said, no, I said, and he threw it like four times in a row. Man, that'd be cold, man.
Against Magic,
I like when he do it like
against Magic. Against Magic, he possibly had the cold to slow it down.
That church slow it down
was fucking crazy. But I don't think he had a lot in that battle, is what I'm saying. I think he only had a couple against Magic. You know?
In a Magic
but
battle.
It's a long one, and I like it when it's like that, when he can bring it back and it's like a whole two bars, three bars, four bars that he brings back, and it's a whole setup and scheme. I think that shit is fire. I don't like these with it because sometimes he has.
What was like some of y'all coldest lines in battle rap? Like when Surf was like,
I know my best one. I know my favorite
church.
Bar ever.
The most good of this shit.
my favorite bar. I've told you guys before. You guys might not even think it's that dope, but it was so cold to me when
you say
like,
ever.
When it was 10 at the beginning. Yo,
you saying ever Timbo?
My coldest,
this your coldest bar ever.
This is my coldest bar. This is my favorite bar. I don't think anybody's even going to fuck with it, even in the comments. But, yo, if I could hear this bar all the time, it's crazy. It's that Hitman bar when he was battling Rich Dollars. And you know what bar I'm talking about, Dre. I say this shit all the time. It's the whole one where he's like, my goons get grimy. We'll find out where your kid's at, getting kidnapped and play leapfrog, where a bridge at. But he said it so cold to Rich, man, and that place went crazy. That's one of my favorite bars of all time, ever. One of them of all time,
like,
I swear to God.
Is this one of them when Surf was like, you are in the middle of you know what I'm talking about?
I was at that battle. And that was that it was nice, but it like how Surf said it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And kind of his demeanor in saying it made it nicer. You get it? Like
cause
he was just so cold
with it
and
brought it back.
He said it. Yeah, exactly.
He said y'all didn't
even
get
that. Advance for these dudes and it hurt. Yeah, you don't even get that. Exactly. So I think that was the reason,
do it,
too.
Do it, Timbo. Because you were just going to do it. Do it. You remember it?
Like, he was saying something like, he's like, my dude's over here. You hear that? And it's going to be crazy when you are in the middle of that. See, I'm way too advanced for these dudes, and it's hurt. Like that last bar, for instance. You are in the middle of that. That's church. And then everybody
that
went
was cold.
It's healthy.
Hey, you even sounded good
that
saying it. Hey, you
fuck.
Even sounded good saying it, man.
Hey, man, that's how you know it's a cold. That's how you know it's a cold bar, right?
Yeah, fact that.
What about the one when Bird was going up against Arsenal, and he was like, "This Cliff Fall versus Cliff Fall. Myth League versus football." Man. That was so nasty, man.
Bruh,
that was
one of the lines I like, and I said it before on the show, is Hollow and Pass. And when Hollow was saying, breaking down what real is, really something when you... Oh, yo, just the way Hollow just defined what real was. Like, that shit...
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that shit. I can't believe I don't remember that shit, but...
Real is when your homie sitting inside his cell, you provided bail.
Oh,
yeah, that was
God.
Nasty.
Damn.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, I felt that shit, Timbo. I used to rewind that shit, son. I ain't gonna hold you, Timbo, at least seven times, bro. You in truth. Well, I used to rewind that. Hollow, I really felt that shit. Everybody felt that shit because they was like, wow.
Yeah.
One of them bars where people was like, wow.
I'm not gonna lie though too. One of my favorite haymakers and room shakers, man, I wish this man ended up being what his potential was, but it was QP versus Tay Rock, man, that whole drag queen bar. get the fuck out of here. That drag queen. He was like,
yeah.
Get that king. I don't care if you with your bitch. I'll make a bad scene, grab weave, and pull her down the block.
That's
drag queen.
Right.
Hey, get the fuck out.
I used to love. Hey, I used to love that brother performance, man. That brother knew how to perform.
Guy, man.
He looked good on stage.
Love clean paper, yeah, man.
Some people just, that's what I was saying. See that I can't get away from this. That's what made them brothers, them top tiers, cold. They just all got that it factor. You knew they just put you in the presence of a star. You know, you like looking at a star. You get what I'm saying? Like they arrived. If they whole aura would just, they whole aura just be cold. And
We knew it with Clean even when his first battle was like Magic.
Right.
You know, you could tell
because he
was just so cold with it. And not only that, bro, but fellas, he was funny as fuck.
Yep.
He was super funny.
He was.
And out of nowhere, kind of got the itch for a little roasting session. Yeah.
Right.
Before Charlie Clips really brought humor and Bill Collector brought humor to battle rap, Clean was doing that shit early, my niggas. A lot of niggas too, so kind. A lot of cats you could say, but you know what I'm saying? Clean, you know, his shit was more gutter, I should say. You know what I'm saying?
Clean did it early.
Yeah, it was gutter. It was gutter funny as shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, some of my other favorite bars, you know, you guys obviously know my favorite is B Magic. So, I mean, that Tommy Lee Jones, Men in Black, like Agent J. I mean, that shit was crazy against Chilla. And then I'll put a couple in his top like a wedding cake. See, that's when Magic was in his prime, and we had never heard shit like that. You know what I mean? Like bar after bar, nobody was doing that. Nobody was doing it. Like I guess, like he was.
Khan was doing this thing though, Timbo.
Yeah, but you know what? The difference with him and Khan, I feel like Magic was slower. Like you got each bar, and you understood it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't too crazy or technical, nothing like that. But it was just right there in your face, and his delivery, you know what I mean, was something that was
Magic delivery.
It was crazy, man.
But you know what hurt him though? Magic got bars, but these two factors hurt him. That if he had it, he would be like the greatest battle rapper in the game. Mm-hmm. Magic lacked performance and aggression, man. He got the bars, but it seemed like if you watch his battles, he'd be scared to get up on it. And you know, I like they be into their opponents like it's really murder. He be backed off. Mm-hmm. Like you hear the bars,
you'd
be like, man,
that.
He got some cold bars, but it's not direct.
I think that was a lot of his style though. He was never in your face. You said,
he was never
up on your grill. Like right in your ear, like,
because he got where he's at by not doing that.
But
in a sense,
I don't think.
But that's why he's not considered as being the best.
I don't think that hurt him though.
That means a lot.
Strength to really do that. But Dre, we've had artists up here, battlers up here. We tell them we ask them what their toughest battle is. Truth, I'm gonna be honest with you. 9 times out of 10, these dudes say Magic. Tay Rock said Magic.
Yeah.
Clean said Magic. Cliff said Magic. A lot of these dudes say Magic because it's something different when you're in front of that. Like constant bar after bar after bar. Chilla said Magic. You know what I mean?
Now
it's different, man, because I think they just room shake it.
But it's like Danny Myers. We know these brothers got bars, but this I just did a blog on this not too long ago when I was talking about performance. Do performance matter in battle rapping? It matters a lot.
I'm giving you an example.
Look at Clips. We could say Clips. Remember how you just been talking about Clips? Oh, it's the same thing. But his performance on that stage, he knows how to perform. And the thing about it is, you can have them bars all day, but you can't. That's Chilla problem. Look at Chilla problem. What's his problem? He got bars. He just can't perform. It's not direct.
Yeah.
It's not direct. And once you direct all in somebody grill like battle rap supposed to be, and you making your bars mean something and stick out, it add a lot more attention to it that make people be like, ooh, get him.
And
I'm
going to give you an example just like you just said, though. With Danny Myers, it's the reverse effect. I think he ODs on his performance sometimes
he does.
And, and gets a little bit too crazy, you know?
Right.
So it's a, it can be a reverse effect at times. But I agree with you, Andre, that, like, yo, you know, performance is big right now. Like, you need
And
that.
I agree with Truth.
You
I
need
agree with Truth. Truth was saying about Magic. Like, some people say Magic's a one-trick pony. Like, he got one style. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, man. Some niggas, it's not in their DNA, no pun intended, to get in your face and point at you and do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of cats that are nice that don't do that, though, Truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the best do it. Everybody you consider the best, do it. Lux, you battle him, he going to be in your grill. Hollow, you battle him, he going to be in your grill. Rex, Verb, they going to be in your grill because they know. We sitting in the crowd want to see that. Like, get him. Get him. You know,
right,
and
you
should probably go overboard.
He spent a bunch of bullshit.
Clips isn't really like that, though. Clips isn't really
what
in your face like that.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
Yes,
he is.
Clips is facing the crowd during his battle.
He came to the crowd hard body karate, bro. He came to the crowd more than a battle rapper.
No,
I've seen Clips in so many people's face, man. I haven't seen him in plenty of people's face.
Only Verb and Rex.
Daylight. You want your killer to see you fast? I want my killer to look me straight in the eye. Man, come on, man. That was
that's
a cold
a,
battle,
that's
too.
Not, that's an ill line, my nigga. I don't think he was in his grill.
Hey.
I just want the bars, my G. I don't care. You got to have bars because Chilla and JC wasn't really in each other's face, and they gave us a classic performance. The percentage of me is not that high if you're in somebody's grill. Because you're spitting the bars to them anyway. You're in their face anyway. I don't need you don't have to spit your hat down.
You know, I think the setting,
and do the
romper
room shit.
The setting
you know what I mean?
And the venue, where you're battling, all that stuff has to factor in too. You know,
I
you
want
might
mine
be in
to
a
be
place,
direct.
But you don't have to be in a place. If you're in a place, sometimes you don't have to be up in their face. You know, at Black
Man,
Star,
you
don't have to
be
up in their grill. Yeah, but in these small venues, bro, you don't have to be up in their face doing that, and you don't have to necessarily feed off that aggression. The only reason someone's up in someone's face is so that crowd goes crazy, so then I think the reverse happens, so then they get hyped. They're not in it just to do it. I think they do it because, yo, the crowd's going to be like, oh, shit, so-and-so's up in their
face.
That. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
So, I like that feeling, too.
So let me ask y'all a question. Who's Battle of the Year right now?
It's between Av. I want to see what Cortez going to do in this B-Dot battle, though, man.
I got Cortez as a nominee, probably.
I want to see what he's doing in this B-Dot battle. Because if he do what I think, even though his little test he threw out there, that was garbage. That little test was horrible.
Av would have battled B-Magic. And then wait for the battle with Chess, Av probably would have been battle of the year, in my opinion.
Mm.
That Magic
so,
battle not
so
happening.
Who you got?
I got Big K versus Ice.
I got no Battler of the Year.
For me. Oh, Battler.
Yeah, Battler. I got battles of the year off the rip, but I know Battler.
Wait,
of
so
the year.
so you were saying that Big K and Head Ice is one of the coldest battles of the year. Is that what you were saying, Timbo?
That was dope, that's exactly what I'm saying, true.
Oh, man, stop it, man.
It was a dope battle.
Yeah, it was okay, but it wasn't cold like that. It wasn't cold like that.
It wasn't whack.
Big
K got off and Ice was doing anything.
It wasn't cold like that, man.
Who's your top three? Let's just do top three.
Hold on, before we do that, let's just do battle of the year. I probably have to give it to Rob Nitty right now. Even though it's battle with Tay Rock, I heard he did some bullshit.
Yeah, Rum Nitty.
But I might have to give it to Rum Nitty.
Right. Man, it's like Danny, Rum Nitty, Av, Cortez, man, Big K. They there. But if you're going coldest battles of the year.
I'm not bad at Rum Nitty.
Of the year.
Rum Nitty, Av is the best battle of the year, in my opinion.
That JC and Craig Lamar was fire. That's killing that Big K and Head Ice. that's killing that. No, but I'm saying it's killing that Ice and Big K battle easily. That
yeah,
JC and Craig Lamar killing
that,
that
easily. Bro.
Man,
please.
I agree with that. Man, I agree with Craig Lamar and JC.
Come on,
Timbo. My nigga,
Timbo,
I'm not going to shortchange because of that had Ice and Big K,
No, I'm saying it's okay, but it's not a classic like that. No, no.
It's in my top 10 for this year.
I think it's
this year.
Yeah, it's in my top 10.
Top 5?
It's in my top 10.
Top 5, man. I don't know about top 5, man. I got that.
I got Ad Nitty. I got Disaster Iron Solomon. I got Iron Solomon B Magic. I got B Dot and Danny Myers. And I like Craig Lamar, and I like JC. I like Loso and XL. You
feel me? Trez and Ryder.
I like Thank You, Timbo.
That
I like Chef and Ryder. Thank you, my brother. Did like that battle
they
a
made
lot.
They made a big issue over there. That wasn't that was a lot of gassing to me, man.
Which battle?
Too much.
Which battle?
The Ryder and Chef Trez. That was too much gassing.
It's better than Charlie Clips and fucking Ill Will.
What I'm saying is, it was. Oh no! I'm not gonna say that really like that. I'm not gonna say that like that. I'm not gonna say that like that.
Fucking blasphemy!
I'm not gonna say that like that.
Charlie Clips and Ill Will is better than Ryder and Chef Trez.
What I'm telling you is, Ill Will said one line that killed everything they said in their whole battle. So what do that tell you?
Which line was that?
What do that tell you? When he did the Will Smith line, when he said, "Why you don't want?" I mean, that was cold. Especially if you know where he got that from. Timbo, you called that right off the point, brother. That was cold. When I heard him say that, man, I walked away from the headphones.
That one line.
Not only that, bro. I remember.
Stop it, man.
I remember watching those episodes, man. I still record those.
Me
episodes,
too.
That's what I'm saying.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
Y'all watching back in the day, y'all going to tell me that one line was better than Chef Trez and Ryder. Really?
No, I'm not saying
it had
that.
What I'm saying is it had relevance. Look, this is what I'm telling you, Dre. It had reverence to it. Let's try this again.
Truth. Are you telling me that Chef Trez and Ryder is not a better battle than Charlie Clips and Ill Will?
Not to me. Not to me at all. I think you just giving Clips a lot of disappointment,
why,
bro. Because he wasn't bad in his battle, bro.
No, man. No,
Clips
bro,
was not bad in his battle. All
again.
You saying is I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing that. He do that too
I
much.
I am tired of hearing
that's
that.
That's him.
That's the truth. This is not make believe.
But
this
how you? Okay, here's my question. How you tired of hearing Clips, but not tired of hearing B Magic, and he been the same his entire career? He don't even do none of that. He do the same thing.
Hold on. B-Magic got a better battle with Enes and a better battle with Iron Solomon, brother, than Charlie Clips.
Come on, man. But B-Magic has always been. Even when y'all just brought up the clean paper versus B-Magic, you know what I don't like about you, dog? You rap just like this. I love that shit. But look, this is what I'm saying. But he never changed this whole entire thing. Charlie is way more versatile than B Magic. How could you be tired of Charlie, but okay with B Magic? And he
never
changed
okay
at all.
B-Magic. Like I got problems with B Magic also with him choking. But B Magic has a dope battle, Iron Solomon, and a nice battle, Enes.
Man.
And this is facts.
Oh.
And at least Magic attempts to write three rounds.
Hey,
and
you
not
know
look
what?
Like
you
he's going through the motions unless he stumbles and chokes, which Magic has a tendency to do. But when he's focused, he do what he got to do. Him and Collins are fucking fire battle.
You ready? Y'all ready for some controversy? Timbo, you ready for some controversy? Because you know this is what I mean.
Yeah, what's up?
You want some controversy?
Okay.
You want some controversy, Dre?
You think, my G?
I hope this don't get you in trouble. But I like to attack the issues in battle rap some people don't want to address like this. I can't stand listening to certain people. Certain people, I just can't. I try to listen to them, but I just can't do it. Do you got that type of battle rappers that you listen to that you just can't listen to for some reason?
Definitely.
You want to, but you can't. I'm going to tell you who. I got a couple. I'm going to give you – let's just see who run out. I'm going to give you one of mine. We're going to go one at a time around the board and say why. And let's
how many,
just see
how many,
who quit.
How many?
I don't know. Let's just see who quit.
Right, just
yes. You ready? My
set
first one. Iron Solomon. Man, I can't listen to that brother for some reason. I try. Listen, I try. But I think it's something about his voice I just don't like. Maybe his aura, maybe his voice. But I try to listen to him, and I just can't do it. That's one. That's my first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's on y'all. It's on y'all.
I'm just
going
off your names. I'm just saying if I agree with you or not off your list. That's all.
Okay, well, hey, that's mine. I got a couple more, but I ain't finna. Hey, we gonna share this together.
All right.
Who is on next? Well, they don't want to say nothing.
Nah, you guys. Set it off, guys.
They want me to say everything. I keep going if you want
me to, go.
But I just want you. Hey, I tried to pass the baton, brother.
I got a name. Newborn.
Come on with it.
Newborn.
Newborn.
I think Newborn
is
dope as shit.
Too.
But something is missing in me. I don't know what it is. He's bar heavy. Got bars.
Yeah.
But he's been in the game for how long? Shit, he battled fucking Loaded Lux on 106 in Park. You know what I'm saying? He's been in the trenches, but... You know, it's Newborn.
You know what? I could agree with that too, because I hear a lot of other battle rappers talking about how cold he is with bars, but I click him on. I had it in my heart to click him on and watch him one time, and I clicked it. I just couldn't get through with it. Even when they were saying he did good against JC and Guerrilla Warfare, I was like, "Ooh, I want to see that." Then when I clicked it, I just couldn't get it. I was like, "I can't get this." That's crazy, ain't it? You can feel that way about certain battle rappers.
But that doesn't
come
mean
on, Timbo,
right,
get in
though.
Trouble.
Yeah,
Timbo
so
trying
got...
not to get in trouble.
I gotta think about this one. I mean, I agree I agree with Newborn. Man, this is tough, yo.
Who's
this
one cat, Timbo, that you
born.
Listen to? You're media. So you're forced to listen to what's going on in the streets. But even when you listen to the niggas, like, you're thinking about other shit that's going on in the world. Maybe you got to take your little man to play baseball, you know, run wifey to the store.
So I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm talking about just right now, right? I'm talking about how I feel right now.
Facts.
Yo, I'm going Charlie Clips. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I swear to God. I can miss a Clips battle.
I'm going to
be dead
for
sure.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
You said Clips.
I mean, you get what I'm... I'm not rushing to see it.
Okay. All right.
I got another one.
Uh-oh.
Crucify me if you will, but I got another one. Cortez. Mm. I just can't find it to really listen.
I
tell you this.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I could understand that. I could back that.
Man, is it just me or look? Like I did my thing on top five worst battlers, and sometimes I'd be a little bit sophisticated for a lot of these battle rapper fans who knew and they don't really understand what I mean, and I put Cortez on there as number one. Not that he don't got bars, but according to his peers. They don't like battling him. They feel it's a disrespect to go up against Cortez. And if you do so happen to get that battle in his force, you have to beat him. Like, it's the top-tier tradition to beat Cortez. You have to beat him or you not in the Ivy League. You get what I'm saying? You're not a part of the sorority. It's like he set up to be a tradition to beat. Because if you listen to the top tiers and them talk, they never put him in the equation with them, even though he started with them. You get what I'm saying? And then if he said, like Surfner, I never battle him. I don't want Cortez Rex. I'll battle Mav another time before I get you, Cortez. They don't like to battle him. And then I don't like listening to him, but I love to hear other rappers kill him. I'd be like, man, he got it the worst.
Cortez don't get killed though, son. Come on, now. He don't get killed.
Yes, they put classics up against that brother, man.
Like,
okay, look, Hitman. When he black as Cortez, he'd be like, man.
Wait, are you saying Cortez did all his own with Hitman? Because he did all his own.
What I'm saying is
it takes two to make a classic.
No, you're not getting what I'm saying. I'm not saying he was a classic with them. What I said, they put up classic moments against him. He has became the new Rich Dollars of this era. Remember how Rich Dollars was when battle rap first began? Listen. You remember how Rich Dollars had bars, bro, but he never could pull out the big fights. You'll be like,
you know,
Rich ain't
Dollars,
in there.
You know what I say about Rich Dollars? And you might feel me on this.
What?
I always said he had one of the most impeccable resumes in battle rap of people he battled but didn't get a lot of wins on. You know what I mean? He's like Bonnie Godiva. He's like Bonnie Godiva is the Rich Dollars of battle rap to me, in female wise.
Right. I think Rich Dollars is the one who created top tier. Everybody became a top tier who battled Rich Dollars. They put classics up against that brother, man. You get what I'm saying? And that's who Cortez have became in this era. He's like the new Rich Dollars that he in there, but just can't pull out the big fights. You'll be like, oh, he killed dude on that. He killed, but when he go up against one of those top tiers or something.
He beat Big K, though. Let's be real.
Nobody
thought he really was going to beat Big K. Nobody thought he was going to beat Big
K. But a lot of people don't look at Big K as being really a top tier. You get what I'm saying?
I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
They don't, because he ain't in the URL. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. Remember y'all just had Danny Meyer?
I tell you what, I bet you ask the average fan that's a URL diehard, they ask him, give me three cats that's not on URL, that hasn't been on URL in a while, that you want to see on that card, and I bet you Big K's on that petition.
You know what? Big K is good. Big K is one of the ones from King of the Dot who can actually survive the URL. But it goes right, but I'm talking about survive constantly. That if you put Big K in the ring with five top gunners from URL, he maybe beat three or at least break even. He don't get killed. This is what I'm saying. He can survive the URL against the best talent. He's one of the ones out of King of the Dot who can do that. But here's my thing I want to bring home. When y'all just recently had Danny Myers on y'all's show, and he was speaking about why he signed with Smack, he clearly was saying, people were saying, you good, and you win a lot of battles, but you not in the URL. That man said that out his mouth. And he also said what he had to give up. He said, I wanted to be in the bunker, but since I'm in Smack, I can't go over there no more. He didn't want to give up all his rights. You know what I'm saying? He said he had to sacrifice that, though, just so that his resume could be better. Because, see, that's where that competitive nature come in at. He going to sacrifice the money. He going to even sacrifice even his love for the game just to have a shot at the best. You get what I'm saying? That's what he said on y'all show.
Yes.
True or false?
And I
he
agree.
Said
he
the money
that.
Wasn't nothing.
He's forced to do that, though.
You see
forced
that?
To do that.
Right. So did you hear his 3 points? He said the money, and I didn't want to sign the contract. He said, but his friends was telling him, like, yeah, you beating all these so-called guys and these nobody, but it don't count. You ain't on that URL where them superstars at. And he like, dang, man. And he forced himself to, and he said, I want to be on the bunker. I wanted to, he get the name and some of them brothers from the bunker and stuff, but over there, King of the Dot. He like, nah, I may not never get to do it, man, because I gave over my exclusive rights. He gave up his rights. You get what I'm saying? And that's what I'm telling you I hate about that. I hate that. It shouldn't have to be that way, brother. It shouldn't. Nobody could ever change that for me. It shouldn't have to be that way, and it does hurt battle rap. And I just think that's scandalous, man, really scandalous. But that's just me, man. That's just me.
For real, that's bogus. I was listening to that interview just shaking my head like, there he go admitting the same thing I said. Even he said that about his performance that people tried to crucify me on when I was telling you what was hurting him. He said the same thing, like, yeah, this time when I battle Steam on thing, I'm going to be calm. I'm going to try to be poised. He see what's wrong with him. See what I'm saying?
I told him. I said straight up and down. I said, yo, I told him this is what fans and battle rappers that we interviewed say they gripe the gripes that they have with you. You know what I'm saying? But they never talk about the bars. They just talk about the other shit that he does. But then they never focus
same
on the bars because he has bars. You know what I mean?
And that's the same thing with Disaster. He got bars too. But performance means a lot. Look, you put in on a show. You performing in front of people. Not only
though, bro. He had a little performance though.
You say what?
But that,
no,
that
they be out of control. They be out of control, bro.
When he battled,
look
when he
at him again.
Fake,
okay.
The fake R. And then when he battled the guy from Don't Flop, when he did that shit, when he had the outfit on and he had on the fucking Chinese shit on, when he
right,
was
right. Step back a second before you get kicked, bro. Step back. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
And when he
man,
battled
come
the,
down.
Iron Solomon, he put the little Hitler thing on. Like, he's got to do a performance, though.
Yeah, look, what I'm saying is he got funny concepts. But when he's on that stage, he overdoes it. He overdoes it. He need, man, if he could just be controlled and poised, man, they would, man, look, if Danny Meyer get that under control, he become the greatest battle rap in battle rap history. If he can get that under control. If he get that under control.
Our fans will never let Danny Meyer be battle rap, best battle rapper. They won't let that
happen. They don't have to. But that, look, that's what's hurting him. Look, you can't knock talent. Let me tell you why you can't knock talent. Because you got people like us who gonna call, we call in a game. Fans can say what they want, but we call in the game.
They really don't rock with him.
They don't have to.
Like, for real,
so
I know a lot of people
do
not like Danny Meyer, son.
But it don't matter. Look, the power's in the pen, brother. The power's in the pen, and the power's over these mics.
Yeah, but when you already pissed off, people, and they got a perception of you already, and they feel like that's you already, and then you try to switch up, some fans might not, you know, be okay with that. Like, we don't know you from this, so you just switch it up. Because we told you to switch up. I think Danny should just do what the fuck he want to do, to be honest. If they like it, they like it. They don't.
But I'm telling you, he on the verge of wanting to be the greatest. That's why he just signed to go to URL. He know he wants to dominate that league. But that league is the biggest stage in battle rap. In order to be on the biggest stage in battle rap, you have to know how to perform. Bars ain't going to carry you through on that league. You got to have all those arsenals with you. You better know how to perform. You better know how to control that crowd. You better know how to get through them rounds, even if you're not being accepted. Because here's the thing that play in your favor. Even if you is getting booed, get through your rounds because we'll do the rest. It's people like me and you and Timbo and all these other blogs who be like, man, he got off. They were boring him, but he was getting off. So, therefore, we become their voice of fairness when they being treated unfair to with the crowd. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that means a lot. But he got it, though. But, hey, I'm not done, brother. Y'all trying to get out. I said people who you can't listen to. I named two. Who next?
Who I can't listen to next? Who's one person I can't listen to, man? I'm trying to think, bro. Who's one person that you like? I'm trying to think, man.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people who I listen to. Like, you know what I'm saying? I listen to the bars and shit, so.
Bro, it could even be somebody from Queen of the Ring. I even help y'all out, bro. It don't matter. We talk about
Queen of the Ring, Don Lady, and Stargirl Lady Red, those two.
Wait. Don Lady. I know who Stargirl. Don Lady. How she look, brother?
The light skinned chick.
Light skinned chick.
Yeah. But,
right.
Yeah. But truth, we about to wrap up here, though, my G. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
About to wrap up, man. So, thank you for coming on the show, my brother. We definitely got to drop this up again.
It.
You know what I'm saying? The bunker's out. My battle rap today. I know you probably got some recaps coming. I know we got some shit coming too.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
You know what? I meant to say this to you too. I just released a blog. I was thinking about you when I did it. It's called the Top 10 Shooters in Battle Rap.
I see you dropped that. I didn't watch that yet. I see you had that.
oh, I took the NBA players and locked them in with the battle rapper dudes, and I want your opinion on what you think about that.
Okay.
Because I did something real, real crazy on DNA. Just tell me if you agree with it, but you have to hear my argument.
I'll pick that out of the show.
Appreciate y'all, brother.
Tembo, you ready, man?
Hello, brother.
It ain't my judgment that's in questioning. It's yours. God bless y'all and y'all family, man.
Be easy, truth.
Salute, brother. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Take us on, Tim.
Man, salute the truth coming on the show. You guys already know what it is. That's how we do it here. Crazy, dope, interesting topics, man. Mm-hmm. Probably, man, more than your favorites do it. You know, we get more in depth with it.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is, man. Shout out to everybody listening, coming on. Truth, man, you guys already know what it is. My bro Dre, 311, man, take us out, my G.
Yo, we out of here, man. You already know what it is. Shout out to my bro Timbo, Truth, know what it is. Holla at your boys, man.
Yes, sir. We out.